The Indians were expert hunters and knew far more about the habits of wild animals and fish than any of the white men. But fond as he was of such sport, the boy was still more fond of horses. He probably never remembered the time when he first sat astride of a pony. Certainly, he began learning to ride at a very early age, and he had no lack of good instructors, for Virginians prided themselves on their horsemanship, and most of the planters were in the saddle from morning till night. Altogether, the farm on Hunting Creek was a delightful spot for a lad like Washington, who loved sport and adventure, but it would have been a bit lonely had it not been for his brothers and sisters. The nearest house was far away, and there were no schools or common meeting places for children. Fortunately, however, Washington had a sister and a brother old enough to be very companionable, and two still younger brothers who later proved excellent playmates. Besides, in the servants' quarters there were a number of boys and girls who joined the Washington children in all their games. For 5 years the woods about the plantation, which was later named Mount Vernon, echoed with the shouts and laughter of a very merry company of youngsters. Then one day the house burned down, and the family moved to another farm on the Rappahannock River, almost directly opposite the little town of Fredericksburg. This plantation, sometimes called the Ferry Farm, closely resembled the others. The house was a small, plain, wooden building, very simply but strongly constructed and painted a dark red. Around it lay tobacco, wheat, and cornfields, surrounded, as at the other homes, with dense woods. Until he arrived at Ferry Farm, Washington had been allowed to run free, without schooling of any kind, and it is doubtful if he then knew even his letters, although he was already in his 8th year.